This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. The Private Sector Association calls for the development of a national strategy to combat gun violence. The Minister of People Empowerment believes an all-hands-on-deck approach is needed to help solve some social issues. 18 Calypsonians draw their positions ahead of the Picketty Crop Finals next Friday. And U.S. President Joe Biden says he quit presidential race to unite party and country. Good morning. I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. The Barbados Private Sector Association is calling for broad consultation with stakeholders from various sectors of society to meet and develop a national strategy to tackle gun violence. The appeal came from Chair of the BPSA, Tricia Tanis, during a news briefing at Goddard Enterprises in Haggett Hall, St. Michael. Mrs. Tanis said it's not the first time a multi-sectoral meeting has been called to tackle issues of national interest and wants these talks to begin as soon as possible.
I'm calling, though, for a strategy, a national strategy, where all of us get in the room. We've done it almost like a war cabinet from time to time. We did it many times during COVID, and it was very riveting to see. Not just the private sector, the social partnership, but the broader social partnership, where we had civil society also sitting around the table. We had the church, we had other NGOs and so on. And I think we need to do that very urgently. And we have to kind of figure out, okay, what role does the private sector play?
While emphasizing the private sector's support for the development of effective strategies to deal with violent crimes, Ms. Tanis believes that the plan must be supported by adequate data and research.
There's no end of willingness, I can assure you, on the private sector's part. But I think we do need to channel that in the right direction in a very systematic and structured way so that we're not just throwing money all over the place and then we end up essentially with the same result because it has not been thoroughly thought through or hasn't been thoroughly ventilated with as wide a view of stakeholders as possible. So I think maybe the time has come for that all of stakeholder type approach. But I also emphasize that we need it to be grounded with data, research, studies. We don't have a long time, but the criminologists among us, the sociologists among us who may already have some baseline research should be able to hopefully point us in that direction.
Chairman of the Barbados Private Sector Association, Tricia Tanis. Minister of People Empowerment and Elder Affairs Kirk Humphrey believes a greater collaborative effort is needed to deal with some of the social issues being faced. His comments came during the signing of a Memorandum of Understanding between the National Assistance Board and the National Transformation Initiative.
If the population is getting older, but we are caring less, you can understand what is going to happen to this country in the next few years. And if the younger people, who also need care, are not being cared for, well then, we have a double problem. And I think that training is going to be a big part of it, but we need to have parenting programs, community-based programs, and everybody has to be involved. So when I think about the ministry and I think about what we're doing, there are technical things that we're doing fine. We've done well with the child protection legislation, which we've passed now. We have the disabilities bill, which is almost in its final stage. So we've done the technical things. We've also doing well in the amalgamation. I believe that we are very close to finalizing it once we are able to get past the conversations with the union to make offers to the staff very soon. And so the technical things are fine. We have now to recognize that as the society has changed, we also have to change.
Minister of People Empowerment and Elder Affairs, Kirk Humphrey. The finalists of the Courtesy Garage Picketty Crop Competition have drawn their positions ahead of next week's highly anticipated event. The order of appearance was decided when the Calypsonians pulled their numbers at the launch of the finals at Courtesy Garage in Wildey yesterday. Corporate communications specialist with the National Cultural Foundation, Tony Yard, made the announcement following the draw.
Number one, Mr. DJ. 2, Kidsight. 3, Sammy G. 4, Crystal. 5, Colin Spencer. 6, Cerule. 7, Darren Holder. 8, Eric Lewis. 9, Sammy Dello. 10, Grateful Co. 11, John Yard. 12, Billboard. 13, Trinity. 14, Tay. 15, iWeb. 16, AC. 17, Aymara. And 18, Biggie Erie. And remember, the reserve is Kwan.
Corporate Communications Specialist with the National Cultural Foundation, Tony Yard. And Chief Executive Officer of the National Cultural Foundation, Carol Roberts, highlighted their commitment to hosting the competition. She also announced that the final will be broadcast live for all to watch.
Like no other competition or no other event, It gives us a capsule of the issues and the personalities of the day creatively expressed by our musical griots, the Calypsonians. And that is one aspect of the festival that the foundation continues to pledge to preserve for as long as we are producing this festival. Just in case you can't make it, with the support of the minister, the ministry, Prime Minister's office, and the board of the NCF, I am very pleased to announce that this year, the finals will be broadcast live and free of cost for all Barbadians and all of the world to see.
As Chief Executive Officer of the National Cultural Foundation, Carol Roberts. Connect Carib, the Barbados-based ferry company, has launched an e-commerce website for businesses in the entire region. This was revealed by President of the e-commerce division of Connect Carib, Anthony Hinkson. Speaking at a two-day consultation at the Lloyd Erskine Sandiford Center, Mr. Hinkson told businesses that a platform to sell their products and offer their services will be available through their website, Connect eShops.
Connect eShops is going to be a modern e-commerce site. And what you know and love about other e-commerce platforms, being able to trust that your transactions will come through without issues as a buyer, and that as a vendor you won't be hit by lots of hidden fees. You'll be able to add ratings both on vendors and their products. You'll get the complimentary listings. And this is the key for business people, that complimentary listings, which means that we work together versus working against each other.
He explained how the businesses will receive payment for their products.
We are looking to implement a system very similar to the model of Amazon, where as your products are sold, we will act as a clearinghouse, receiving monies, and then over a period of time, this is something we'll be determined within our group, we will be releasing those funds. So for Amazon, sometimes every 2 weeks or every 4 weeks, the conglomerated amount that has been brought to an account is then paid out. And again, these are things because we want to make sure that we have a trustworthy platform.
President of the e-commerce division of Connect Carib, Anthony Hinkson. Venezuelans will be heading to the polls on Sunday to elect a president to serve the next six-year term. Some Venezuelans believe that the current president, Nicolas Maduro, has done enough for the country to secure another term as leader. Reporting from Caracas, Venezuela, our Tahir Babulia tells us more.
The incumbent president, Nicolas Maduro, will be vying for another term in office, while the U.S.-backed Edmundo Gonzalez will be seeking to defeat Maduro. There are eight other independent wildcard candidates, and Gonzalez will be leaning on their success. Venezuela has been embattled with many sanctions and trade embargoes, hindering their development both domestically and abroad. But speaking to many local Venezuelans on the ground, they believe that the country has advanced under Maduro's leadership, citing the improvement of the economy and the various social strategies implemented for the most vulnerable. Reporting live from Caracas, Venezuela, I am Tahir Babulia, reporting for Starcom Network News.
In Guyana, police say six people are now assisting their investigations after a quantity of high-powered rifles and ammunition was discovered during an intelligence-led operation yesterday. A police statement said that a total of 26 handguns and high-powered rifles, along with a cache of ammunition, had been discovered after searching the home and a vehicle of a 47-year-old clothing vendor. The vendor had been seen exiting a door at a flat wooden house in the yard with a side bag in his right hand. Police said he was confronted and a search was carried out in the bag, and several guns and ammunition had been found. And finally, U.S. President Joe Biden says he ended his re-election bid to unite his party and his country. In a rare televised address from the Oval Office, he said it was time to pass the torch to a new generation, adding that personal ambition cannot get in the way of saving democracy.
I need to unite my party in this critical endeavor. I believe my record as president, my leadership in the world, my vision for America's future, all merited a second term. But nothing can come in the way of saving our democracy. That includes personal ambition. So I've decided the best way forward is to pass the torch to a new generation. That's the best way to unite our nation. You know, there is a time and a place for long years of experience in public life. There's also a time and a place for new voices.
U.S. President Joe Biden. Recapping the headlines. The private sector association calls for the development of a national strategy to tackle gun violence. The Minister of People Empowerment believes an all-hands-on-deck approach is needed to help solve some social issues. 18 Calypsonians draw their positions ahead of the Picardy Crop Finals next Friday, and U.S. President Joe Biden says he quit the presidential race to unite party and country. And that was the 7:30 edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss The Latest with Starcom Network, news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.